It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, after that game yesterday, I'm kind of glad Sunday is over. Hey, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this manic Monday. What happened to the Saints? What happened? As a fan, I felt like the team gave up. I mean, look at that second quarter. We were down 17 points, and the Saints came back. I made a bunch of notes about that comeback. I was at the game yesterday. And I made a lot of notes here. I mean, the Saints were all over the Bucs, offensively and defensively, in the second quarter. And what happened? They just lost it. I mean, I saw some positive things from Spencer Rattler, but I mean, the guy had no time. I was surprised about one thing. Well, I was surprised about a couple of things, but one of the things that I was most surprised about was that they didn't seem to have any running plays called for Spencer Rattler. And since that's something that he does, I thought that might have, you know, helped him out a little bit in terms of the confidence factor. But, you know, when you've got a running quarterback like that, I mean, why not treat Spencer Rattler kind of like you would treat Taysom Hill? And I didn't really see a lot of that. I don't know. I was there at the game. Maybe I missed something, but I didn't see a lot of that. There were some interceptions. I mean, the Saints did really, really well. Didn't always get points off the interceptions. But then, I mean, it was really as if the Saints just gave up. And as a fan, that really hurt. You just kind of felt like they just weren't even trying anymore. And missed tackle after missed tackle after missed tackle. They just weren't even tackling. And it was so cool to see Cam Jordan get that interception. But, you know, how do you address that? And Dennis Allen seems so calm about all of it. You know, we can talk about this afternoon. I think the best thing to say about the Saints is, how about them Tigers? Man, LSU was awesome. They came back to beat Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss in overtime. It was just an amazing game. It was just incredible, and LSU has now moved up. I've got the top 25 in front of me right now, and LSU has moved up to number 8 in the rankings. This is really awesome. LSU number 8. Let's see. Wait, the first part of this is cut out. Wait, I just printed this out, and the first part is cut out. I don't know where it is. Texas is number 1. All right, I gotta look this up in just a moment. But LSU is number 8. Alabama's number 7. Georgia down to number 5. Georgia has some big games coming up. Alabama's got big games. And, of course, LSU still has big games coming up. But the other amazing thing about the top 25 is Army and Navy are both in the top 25 for the first time, I think, since the 1960s. Army is ranked at number 23. They're 6-0. And Navy is 5-0, ranked at number 25. And it's really, really good to see the service universities do so well. I mean, these people are, I mean, they're trained to kill people, if you think about it. I mean, that's their job in the military, to protect our country. And if they have to, they're trained to kill people. So it's really kind of cool to see that they've got some really great great teams. Boy, can you imagine? I mean, the Army-Navy matchup means a lot to a lot of veterans. But it doesn't mean a lot to the average football fan, because the teams are just, they're not viable in terms of the rankings. But this year, if this continues, the Army-Navy game is going to be one of the most exciting games of the season. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. Also, Election Day is 3 weeks from tomorrow. And polls are showing that Kamala Harris is one percentage point ahead nationally in the national vote, and 1% ahead in the battleground states. Now, 1%, that means it's a statistical tie. So we'll talk a little bit about who said what over the weekend and what people are saying. And Donald Trump is really ramping up on how immigrants are destroying our country. And, you know, to some degree, he's right. But the rhetoric behind that is kind of scary. There seems to be talk about Donald Trump trying to revive the law that allowed the government to put all the Japanese in internment camps. After Pearl Harbor, the United States government went around and they took all the Japanese people in this country, including Japanese Americans, if I'm not mistaken. And they put them in internment camps. And so there's a conversation about Donald Trump putting all of his enemies, like he would deem anybody who disagrees with him, like, I guess, an enemy of the state, and they would go into an internment camp, or they would be, I don't know what the details are, but the idea of reviving that law is pretty damn scary. And it really defies the Constitution. You know, on this show, we have done nothing but be honest about Donald Trump. We've done nothing but be honest about what he has said, what he has done, and what he says he represents. And there's never any hate toward Donald Trump. There's never any spewing of hate on this show toward Donald Trump. It's about what he has said and what he did. Now, there are people who think that if you say anything negative about Donald Trump, that's hate. Well, that's not hate. And the Constitution supports that that's not hate. So when people say, all right, well, tell me how Donald Trump doesn't respect the Constitution. If he is in favor of retaliating against people who have a different opinion about him than he has of himself, then that is retaliation. That's a defiance of free speech. That is a defiance of the Constitution. Also, there is cheap Ozempic. It's a knockoff drug, and it is rising in popularity, but there are warnings that the drug is not safe. So I hope you're not doing this trying to lose weight. You know, don't be desperate in that area. You know, the best way to lose weight is watch what you eat and exercise. I know some people have needed to get a jump start with Ozempic, and it's worked for a lot of people. You know, the long-term use of that, we don't know how that's going to turn out yet. But I understand the temptation for a lot of people to use Ozempic. But anyway, this knockoff drug apparently is not safe. Also, there's a new report showing that online pharmacies can kill you. So if you're buying stuff from an online pharmacy, and one of the online pharmacies is selling Oxycodone is a different drug. Oxycodone is the generic name for Percocet. So they're selling this generic version of this, and it's a knockoff. It's not real, and it could kill you. So, you know, buying from an online pharmacy in some ways might be like buying from people on the street. And we know what's out there. So, you know, you got to be careful with that. We'll talk a little bit about that later. Also, something happened on this day in country music. Something happened on this day in country music, and it was really interesting because Olivia Newton-John won a Grammy Award for the song Let Me Be There. And I remember this was, you know, this is I remember this song when I was first getting in the business. But Olivia Newton-John won the Grammy Award for Let Me Be There. And there were people, the country traditionalists like George Jones and people like that, they were absolutely outraged that she won, that somebody from the UK won a Grammy Award in the country music category. And I guess this was maybe one of the earliest beginnings of a crossover music. And country today is you know, very much crossover music. But I think it was interesting that happened. This was back in the 70s. And just, again, country music legends and the stars of country music back then, many of them were just outraged and just said that this is a travesty that somebody from the UK will win a country music award. We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, Al Pacino has become a father at the age of 84. 84. Is that selfish? Is it selfish to bring a child into the world at the age of 84? Or if you can do it, why not do it? I mean, if you can bring somebody into this world and if you can take care of them, and if they're going to be taken care of, and, you know, obviously this child will be taken care of, their money is not going to be an issue. Is it really selfish? You know, I really see both sides of this, and I'm not really sure how I feel about it. As a person, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to have a child at 84. But Al Pacino, I mean, others have done this. So is this selfish? Is it selfish or is it a blessing? We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, this is the day that the movie Pulp Fiction opened up in a movie theater, so we're going to celebrate that and talk about that a little bit later in the show. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you?
Well, I'm better than the Saints are today.
Yeah, we're also better than everybody that's stuck in traffic.
Oh, my God.
This
what
is
about
a mess,
that traffic?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. If you're stuck in that traffic, our thoughts are with you. We hope you get out of it. I hope you're listening to the radio. I hope you find entertainment. I hope you find entertainment value in our show, a distraction from the reality of being stuck in that traffic on the Crescent City Connection. But I don't understand, Ian, how an 18-wheeler just overturns. You know, it's not like God brings his finger down and just overturns the 18-wheeler. Something has to happen. Something major has to happen for an 18-wheeler to overturn. Now, we tend to want to blame the trucker, but it might not be the trucker's fault. It might be the fault of a motorist who pulled in front of the trucker. It might be the fault of a motorist who slammed on their brakes. It might be the fault of the trucker who was tailgating or just going too fast. So we don't know who's to blame there, but an 18-wheeler just doesn't overturn.
I believe it's a dump truck. I don't know that
a
dump truck is the vehicles on a site, but it is a multi-vehicle crash, so it's not impossible that there is also an 18-wheeler involved. But having never driven either a dump truck or an 18-wheeler, I don't really have a fast answer for you about how they end up on their side. There's an update here from DOTD about 25 minutes ago. They say 90 West remains closed due to an accident. Use an alternate route until further notice. So if you're in that traffic, you know, you can hang out with us. But if you're heading to the West Bank, go any other way. You can take either the ferries or the Huey P. Long Bridge, but stay far, far away from the Crescent City Connection.
Yeah, I would think that I would feel really badly for the people who are stuck in it and they can't get out of it.
And they got to listen to us.
Well, they have options. I hope we're one of the options.
You get to listen to us.
Yeah, all right. Hey, let's do a couple of quick texts before we go to our first break.
Here's a text message that says, this is James on the North Shore. He says, Thursday night's game was probably in the Saints players' heads.
Well, that's not an, you know, that might be a reason, but boy, that certainly isn't an excuse. And it's not like the Tampa Bay Bucs have not been playing well. You know, they're at the head of our division. And the Falcons won again yesterday. Mm. I mean, I guess we can find some solace in the idea that the Bengals are not doing so well. And look at who they have at quarterback. Even though he's got new hair, he's still, you know, Joe Burrow. I like the new hair, by the way.
Yeah, he looks cool.
But the Bengals are, what, 2-4? So, you know, they're not doing so well either. So there are other teams not doing well. But, I don't understand the it seems like there's just tremendous acceptance of mediocrity on the part of the Saints. And as a fan, that's something that that bothers me and should be addressed.
Yeah, I feel like we still haven't talked enough about how, or at least on this program, how unfair it feels that we had to do Monday, Sunday, and then Thursday.
Yeah.
You'd think that this is the kind of thing that the NFL would try to avoid. Man, maybe it's impossible to avoid it all the time, but this sucks.
Well, it does. I would be surprised if other teams don't have to do this too. I mean, I really don't know. I kind of commented last week, well, it's because it's the Saints, but I don't know if that's the case. And there was no reason to look ahead to Thursday's game. You know, Sean Payton coming back into the dome. You know, Sean Payton would love to kick our ass. I wonder how loud the boos are going to be when Sean Payton leads the Broncos into the dome. And I would be surprised if there are not a lot of boos.
Here's a text from Cassandra. She says, I've been stuck on the bridge going on an hour. Oof, so sorry for you. Here's a text that says, the correct make of the truck, it's called a roll-off. It's the kind that pulls dumpsters.
It's a roll-off.
Yeah, so not like a garbage truck that comes down your street that has the compressor and everything in it, but it's used to haul dumpsters.
Apparently. Oh, wait, it hauls the big dumpsters away.
That's what I understand from this text.
Okay, so it's still a truck, a big truck, because it's a long truck. I don't mm-hmm. know. Are there 18 wheels on it? Maybe 16. I don't know, but it's a long truck because I think it's one of those that might carry the big dumpsters away from a place, and then they go dump it and then bring it back. But that's still a big truck, and you know, you can't always blame the trucker, but you know, I do see a lot of truckers just, you know, rolling down the interstate at really high speeds, and sometimes they're tailgating. Now, this is not a comment about all truckers. If you're a trucker and you're driving carefully, don't take this personally. But there are some of your comrades out there who are not safe. They don't seem to care about being safe, and they're driving really fast, and they're tailgating. And if anything goes wrong, there's going to be a problem.
I'll give you two more. Here's one that says, regarding the Saints' second half collapse, the Bucs made halftime adjustments, and obviously we did not. I sent this text to y'all on Friday afternoon. The Bucs will be a dangerous opponent. First, they're a good team. They've been in town for nearly a week, and they're acclimated. And they'll be so relaxed because Milton and his red swing line are gone. Cute, I get that reference. So the stress of that event is past. Meanwhile, the Saints look like the opening credits scene in the TV show MASH. Yeah. Like with hurricanes, we have to hope for the best while preparing for the worst.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
I'll leave you with this one. This text says, nobody is bringing up the no call for helmet to helmet that knocked Olave out of the game.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the dome, you don't always see the game as closely. You don't see things like that as closely. Things like that are not emphasized as much when you're in the dome as when you're watching on television. So I can't say that I have a great reference for that. But, you know, look, I know he was a key player, and I don't understand the whole targeting thing, and I don't understand why it's called sometimes and it's not called other times. That needs to be corrected by the NFL, but I don't think they're going to try to even correct that. So, you know, that was a problem, but that's not the reason the Saints just fell apart. They just fell apart. And if the team is not making adjustments at halftime, and that's obviously what happened. I mean, look at what the Bucs came back with in the second half. It was like three different games. There was the first quarter, that was one game. The second quarter was another game. And then the third and fourth quarter, that was another game. So three different games played, and the Saints just fell apart. And I just thought it was a really embarrassing, embarrassing loss for the team and for the fans. And there just doesn't seem to be a lot of noise about it. We'll see what happens. Do you change quarterbacks? Do you go to Jake Haener, or do you try to do a better job with a game plan for Rattler. I would think the way the offensive line is, I would think you stick with Rattler. What do you think? If you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we had to play this song for somebody, and nobody deserves it more than the Saints, and in particular, the Saints defense. So here's a song for the Saints. All right, Mayor Cantrell is in Mexico, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon on WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mayor Cantrell is in Mexico. You know, we always find out just about the time she's leaving that she's leaving. Here's what concerns me about her trip to this conference. It's the Bloomberg City Lab 2024. This is about climate resilience, infrastructure, and urban innovation. Since Mayor Cantrell never comes back to tell us how her experience and what she learned at these conferences in other countries. She never comes back. Well, she did one time, but she doesn't come back and tell us how it's going to benefit us, the citizens that she represents. One gets the feeling that she's there for her own pleasure. Is she dozing off during these sessions? Is she taking notes? Is she paying attention? Is she not taking notes, but she's just taking the printed material? And again, why doesn't she come back and tell us what she learned and how it applies to us? Because the mayor goes under the guise of, I'm the mayor of New Orleans. I'm representing the city at these conferences. I'm doing this because I'm the mayor of New Orleans. If you're the mayor of New Orleans and that's why you're going, then you owe it to us to come back and tell us what you learned. But she doesn't do that. Why not? I think she's just there to have fun. I don't think she's really paying that much attention. She might be trying to line up a new job. When you look at her resume, and we've got to do that on the air one day, we've got to come up with a mock resume for Mayor Cantrell, what her resume might look like at this point in her life. And it wouldn't be too good. You know, love to travel, love to add on to the expenses during company travel. You know, what company wants to hire her? Anyway, this is what scares me. the statement that she's going to Mexico, that she's in Mexico, the statement doesn't say when she's coming back. She's in Mexico City. I've never been, but I hear that's one hell of a place. So it doesn't say when she's coming back. I know, we all have the question to ask, is her booty guard, Jeffrey Vappi, with her? Or is he still here? I don't know. Does anybody know? But anyway, it doesn't say when she's coming back. Now, the mayor's entitled to vacation. So she wants to be in Mexico City and take some days off. She can do that. But why not announce that? Anyway, so, you know, we'll be talking about that and tell you as much as we can about that. All right. You know, we all need a laugh during this election year. And there's something coming up at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. It's going to be Wednesday, October the 30th. I'm going to go because I need a good laugh. I deal with politics every day. And so I want to go to this. I have seen video of it. It's hysterical. It's the singing Trump. Yeah, the singing Trump. And you know who is presenting this as part of his fundraiser? Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us on the show. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to our show.
How you doing, my friend?
Listen, I've seen video, and I didn't see him on America's Got Talent, but he was on America's Got Talent, but I've seen video of the singing Trump. Man, this is funny stuff.
It really is. You know, when he walked out on the stage in America's Got Talent, they immediately booed him and X'd him. And then at the end of the show, everybody was standing, and even the judges said, I'm sorry, I don't like Trump, but I love you. He's funny. He does a great Trump. He brings his own makeup people. He looks the part, and it's just a fun show, and it's for everybody, Democrats, independents, Republicans. And you said it right, Scoot. We'll need a good laugh the week before the election, and it's a way to bring everybody in Louisiana together for a night of laughter.
Man, I agree. And I mean, I can't wait to see him in person. And anybody can Google the singing Trump and you can see this. And, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you know, I hope you have a sense of humor and you can laugh at this because it's kind of like we're all laughing along with each other. We're not necessarily laughing at somebody.
Yeah. And, you know, this week you go to BillyNungesser.com. It pops up and you put in October surprise. And this week only, tickets are 50% off, and we're going to have wine, beer, and hors d'oeuvres. So, you know, for the $100 ticket, it's $50 this week, and you get hors d'oeuvres and drinks. So it's a great deal, and it's a fun night. And we just want a good section of Louisiana to come out and have a good laugh one night. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. And it's a fundraiser for you.
Yes. So I love to try to do events like that bring people together. That's fun, and it does benefit my reelection campaign.
Well, look, we're going to need this. We're going to need a laugh, like you say, a week before the election. It's Wednesday, October 30th. And if you do, go to BillyNungesser.com. And if you use the code word October Surprise, the tickets are 50% off this week. So, you know, if you want a good laugh before the election, then, you know, go to the website and get this. And I think it's going to be a fun night. And we'll be talking about it on our show between now and the time that it happens, Billy.
Thank you, Scoot. I look forward to seeing you, my friend.
Look forward to seeing you, too.
Take care.
All right, so that should be a fun thing. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to get to your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages as well. All right, again, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. So should the Saints go with Jake Haener or should they stick with Spencer Rattler? I think you stay with Rattler when you consider the shape of the offensive line. I think you stick with him, but I'd like to see plays called for him to run the ball, you know, to treat him more like a Taysom Hill since he has that ability to run. And man, it was exciting when he was running. And when he was introduced, he was the last one introduced in the dome right before Alvin Kamara. Man, the applause for him were awesome. He had a great second quarter, but, you know, I don't think it was his fault that the Saints didn't make adjustments like the Bucs did. And, man, they figured us out in a hurry. In that 15-minute halftime, they figured us out. And it really was It was an embarrassing loss for the Saints. But, you know, we've got to put this behind us and look forward to Thursday. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Manic Monday. It's, it looks like maybe high clouds. People are still stuck. It's a beautiful afternoon to be stuck on the Crescent City Connection. And what a view you have there at the high-rise hotel there. I'm kind of joking. I feel so badly for those of you who are stuck in that. I mean, you can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You can't turn right. You can't turn left. You're stuck. Now, the Crescent City Connection is closed. A big accident earlier involving a truck. This is from New Orleans to Algiers. And, you know, I mean, it would be better. You would probably get across the river quicker if you even went to the 310, the Hale Boggs Bridge? If you went up to Destrehan, to the Hale Boggs Bridge, I'm sure the Huey P. Long is rather backed up. In fact, if anybody wants to give us an update on traffic crossing the river at the Huey P. Long Bridge and on Clearview there through Elmwood, what is that area like? Because that could be really backed up. If that's so backed up, just relax and take the drive and take the 310 Hale Boggs Bridge and go across there. I mean, hell, it might even be okay to go up to the Sunshine Bridge in Donaldsonville to get across. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can to be entertaining for you this afternoon while you're stuck in that traffic. It seems like a lot of people just don't even want to talk about the Saints. It really was an embarrassing loss yesterday. The Saints are not out of it, but I don't sense urgency. I don't feel that sense of urgency from the Saints that we got a problem. We got to fix this right now. And, you know, fans are frustrated. And when fans get to the point of being frustrated where they don't even want to talk about it, that's a real serious point to reach. And I told Ian, let's not even bother with highlights from the game yesterday. I don't even want to hear the highlights. I mean, there were some big plays. There were some good highlights, especially in the second quarter. But I don't even want to hear them. You know, we got to put this behind us because Sean Payton and the Broncos are coming to town Thursday. It's a quick turnaround for a team that's beaten up. And, you know, I think you stick with Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback right now while Derek Carr is out. I did notice one thing in the Dome. Derek Carr was sitting close to Spencer Rattler, but they weren't talking. I found that to be a little unusual. Maybe there's a good reason for that, but I personally thought that was a little unusual that Derek Carr wasn't talking to Spencer Rattler. I'm hoping that there's no jealousy there or anything like that. I'm hoping that they're cool. You know, you can't play. Somebody else has to play. But I just, you know, I thought Derek Carr would be there helping him. I guess some of you might say, well, no, we don't want Derek Carr helping him. But Derek Carr could have, I think, helped him in some situations. In any event, it was just a bad game yesterday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian and get some of your text messages. And coming up in the next hour, we'll get into to politics. The election is 3 weeks from tomorrow, and polls show Kamala Harris has a 1 percentage point lead in the national vote and in the battleground states. So that's obviously within the margin of error. So we don't know who's going to win this election. All right, Ian's got a few texts for us.
Oh, God. If you are in a car and you're driving around the metro area right now, I feel really bad for you. We're getting a lot more texts now about how now Clearview is backed up all the way to 610 because everybody's diverting to the Huey P. Here's a text that says there is now an accident on Jefferson Highway. Traffic is really bad now, backed up all the way to the Causeway Boulevard connection. Somebody says the Huey P is moving. I see it. So that's good. As opposed to the Crescent City connection, which is definitely not moving.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if it would be logistically advantageous to drive up to Destrehan. I mean, just drive up, take the I-10, 310, and go across the Hale Boggs Bridge. Mm. I mean, I would think about that. I like to move. I don't like to be, you know, so if I have to drive farther and if traffic is moving, I'm going to drive farther for the moving traffic rather than to be stuck in traffic for a shorter distance.
Here's a text message that says, when LaToya Cantrell finally leaves, one gig I can see her doing well in is reality TV. Her crazy self would be gold on a Real Housewives type of show.
You know, maybe so.
I think and this text is exactly correct.
You'd have to bring in the booty guard.
I think she'd be great.
You'd have to make him part of that.
Yeah, they love that kind of thing. You know, like the Flavor of Love and, you know, was it Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey? Those types of shows do real well, yeah, where you have a kind of mismatched couple.
You know, here's something else that I'm concerned about with Mayor Cantrell. What if she flies first class and she starts building up expenses that really belong to her and should not be paid by the taxpayers of the city, the voters, you and me? It shouldn't be paid by us. It should be paid by her. What if she starts stacking this up close to her, close from now until her time when she's going to be out of office? It would take a long time. Once she's out of office, it's going to take a long time to track her down. And we're going to know where she is, I guess, but it would take a long time to get that money back. And I wonder if she's thinking about a way to get away with traveling first class and racking up expensive bills and having the city pay for it and then have them try to come after her later once she gets out of office.
I just put about half a dozen people on hold. I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. Let me just get through one more text here. This one says, yes, the Saints game was a disappointment, but the Cowboys were completely humiliated yesterday, which also happened to be Jerry Jones' birthday. So I take comfort in that.
You know, I watched that game yesterday. And I tell you right now, if I had to pick Super Bowl, Detroit Lions,
please,
Kansas City Chiefs.
Please.
And the
I'm
Detroit
so there
Lions
for that.
Beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I would love that too. Yeah, and the Texans are just kicking ass as well. But yeah, that was really nice to watch the Cowboys lose. And you know, they brought up the embarrassing loss at home to the Saints, and they lose yesterday at home to Detroit. And man, the Cowboys used to be golden in their stadium. And isn't Dak Prescott? Isn't he the highest paid or one of the highest paid players in the league? I know it's not all his fault, but he's not doing so well. All right, if you want to join us, the Okanar Jewelers, talk and text line 504-260-1870. And also, a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about Al Pacino becoming a father at the age of 84. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, this is the day that Rascal Flatts, they were on tour, and Eric Church was the opening act. And Eric Church went too long during his set. You got a certain amount of time. You're the opening act. You got to get off the stage. He wouldn't get off the stage. He kept playing. And so they kicked him off the tour. And there was this unknown person that replaced him as the opening act. And that was Taylor Swift. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, Usher's having a birthday today, so happy birthday to Usher. So we got a lot coming up. I got to get you up to date on the latest in politics. You know, the election 3 weeks from tomorrow, a lot is being said. And we'll get through some of that, and we'll talk about who's saying what about what. And there's an interesting organization, Cards Against Humanity, and it's an interesting company. But anyway, their goal is to get people who did not vote in 2020 to get out and vote for their voice to be heard. And they're willing to pay up to $100 for you to cast a ballot. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. There are people who don't want more people to vote. I think it's always good in America when more people vote. So we'll talk about getting out the vote coming up and a lot more. I'm Scoot on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.